Praise God, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms. And let's read Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and they're coming in from this time forth and even for evermore. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. We come before in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your presence in our life, in the life of your church and your people. Thank you for all miracles and wonders, the great things that you are doing for us, O Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for your death on the cross. Thank you. You have put us in your church. Thank you for the family you, Lord, you give us. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the gift of prayers. And thank you for the ministries. And thank you for all your blessing, your protection, the food, the shelter, the bed we have, even our very own breath that you have given us. We thank you for that. We bless you, O Lord. Let's come now to God. Let's confess and renounce our sins that we have done, our bad and deed, and the things wrong we have spoken or we thought, our anger about bad words, careless words. Let's confess them and let's all renounce them. The Lord say, if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just. This is the Lord's word, that he will cleanse you from all righteousness and he will purify us. Purify us, Lord, as we confess and renounce our sins, O God. Ever sin, laziness, lack of commitment, carelessness, just confess them all and renounce them. Selfishness, anger, wasting time, wasting resources, let us confess these sins. Thank you, Lord, for your death on the cross. You will give us a way to come to God through your blood. Here we are, Lord. We confess and renounce our sins, Lord. Hear our prayers. Cleanse us, Lord, as we repent. Bring us back to you to save you once again. Yes, O God. Thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Let's now ask God our needs. Don't be anxious about anything, but in a prayer, petition, and thanksgiving, present your request to God. Let's present our request to the Lord. Let's pray to give us our needs, our daily needs, the small or big needs, and whatever struggle you are in. The Lord is here, and he will answer us. Thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for answering our prayers. We give you thanks for provision, protection, healing, deliverance, and guidance. Oh, God, thank you for relief. We thank you, God. You are a great God. There is no one like you. Let's now pray for our families. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Let's pray. Time for prayers to commit ourselves to God. Our help, as we have read, come only from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will neither sleep or slumber. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry, O God. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will neither suffer thy foot to move. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Yes, O God. Bless our families, O Lord, bless each and every husband to lead the family in the way of righteousness. Pray for wives to be a meet helper to them. O God, in the name of Jesus, to help each and every man, to lead their family, I pray for both of them, to raise up their children in the fear of God. We pray also for the word of yours to be read in each day, in each and every family. I pray for children to be obedient to their parents, to the word of God they give them. Yes, O God, we pray for more family worship, more congregation to be started through families. Pray for more Bible studies that each family will do in the area around them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Redeemer. Let's pray now for your job, the place that you are working, your boss, your income, your colleagues. And I pray, give strength to all my brothers and sisters and be with them, guide them, provide for them, sustain them, Lord, and be with them and help them and support them, Lord. I pray they will shine, they will be a good example, they will work well. I pray they will receive all their salaries on time. I pray for all the pending salaries to be paid. Bless these places of work that they are, you place them to work, so they will be also blessed. Oh God, they will receive bonuses and increased salaries. I pray for them, those who have no job, provide them job and income in the name of Jesus. I pray that all of them will be faithful to give their tithes and offering and first fruit to you, God. Thank you, Redeemer. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for one another. If you know anyone is in need of prayer or is in trouble, let's pray, guide us our prayers. In whatever way, let's present our requests to God. He will help, He will support, He will aid. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just to pray for your neighborhood, pray for the people around you, pray for your colleagues, pray for your neighbors, pray for your relatives, pray for those you are in contact with every day, that through you that the message will be spread. Lord, we commit ourselves, oh God, and we pray for all these people, oh God, that we are in contact with every day, oh God. The small or the big, the little and the important, and whoever they are, we pray for their salvation, that we commit ourselves to preach the word of God to them, even to our families back home, our relatives, our neighborhood, our classmates, or those whom we know in the past. We pray, oh God, not our contacts in the media, that you will reach them with the gospel. Help us, Lord, to use the media to preach your word, O God, and to bring your word to others in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us to persevere, O God, in giving your word to others in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for this country, UAE. Let's pray for other nations, places that the church expand in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, in Pakistan, and also Armenia, in America, also in Sierra Leone. And let's pray for all these places that we will continue to receive favor from God, from the authorities and from the governments, that we will that we will not need of anything, but all our logistic needs, our office needs, and all our needs for documentation will be met, O God, by you. Protect us. We commit ourselves to pray for all these nations, the people around us in all these countries, that they will be saved. We commit ourselves to be good citizens, to obey the rules, to spread your word, O God. We commit ourselves also, Lord, to live a holy life, that we set example to others who are around us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church. Pray for yourself. Lord, refill me once again with the Holy Ghost. I commit myself, Lord, to reproduce fruit of the Spirit, love, peace, joy, gentleness, kindness, self-control, long-suffering, perseverance, patience. Help me, O God, to express Christ, O Lord, that people will see Christ in me. And Lord, I pray, you refill us. as we are repenting, as we commit our life to you. We fill us once again with the Holy Ghost. Give us the spiritual gifts that we need, gift of faith, gift of evangelism, gift of feeling, gift of the message of wisdom, message of knowledge of God, and whatever gifts we need of pastoring, teaching, prophesying, whatever we need of talents, you will be the one to give us so that we can continue to evangelize and do the work and do the ministry of God. We pray, Lord, for more people to be reached out, more people to accept water baptism, to accept Christ and get water baptized, more Bible studies and more congregations to be planted. I pray for the refilling of all the workers, pastors, evangelists, teachers of the church, even the parents. Lord, that you will be filled with the Holy Ghost to move forward, so we can accomplish the task that you want us to do, O Lord. We pray, O God, we pray for all the ministers of the church to be prosper, bless our church school, bless the worship ministry for prayer, bless the publication and the translation ministry, bless the website, anoint it, use it, O God, to spread your word and to evangelize. Bless also our church clinic, church banking, and our church farming, and whatever ministry we do, Lord. Bless the vision of the church, multiplication, peace, with implement the whole will of God. Lord, multiply us, O God. Use all the workers who are committed themselves to live a holy life, to who commit themselves to live as a royal priesthood, as a watchman, as those who are willing to suffer and those who fear you. Use them, O God, to multiply, reach others, O God. Even Lord, today we pray you anoint our worship, O God, anoint our prayers, anoint our giving, O God, even the songs, the message, anoint it, Lord, use it mightily. I pray, even Lord, that you anoint this recording, O God, Lord, use it to reach the rest of the church and the rest of the congregation and the families and even the individual members, O God. We thank you, God. Thank you for this wonderful day, even as we worship, anoint us, speak to us through your word, anoint the giving, O God, all the items of our worship, anoint our prayers, O God, let your name be magnified, and let your name be glorified, you are a great God, we invite your spirit, come once again, Lord, we invite you once again to refill us over and over, O God, with the Holy Spirit, touch us, and be with us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. We bless you and magnify you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
More power. You are our God, and we come together in this place today to worship you and to honor your holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We come into this house, O God, to worship you and to praise you. You are our Savior, you are our Redeemer. We lift up your mighty name. Hallelujah.
My Savior, Redeemer, let it be from the fiery flame. Almighty, forever, I'll never be the same as you may be. From the
palm of your hand, and I am yours.
and know that the Lord is under. Thank you, Lord God. We are in your presence. We listen to your word. But Lord, we pray that we will listen, we obey, as you have said, O Lord. Blessed are those who hear your words. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's now continue our worship to God by giving our tithes and offering and our principles to God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We magnify you. We come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for this time you give us. Thank you, Lord, for all that we receive from you, from salaries, bonuses, incomes, and much blessing that you have bestowed on us. And here we are, Lord. We bring to you, Lord, our tithes and offering our first fruit. Oh God, I pray you look from heaven and open the windows of heaven and bless us and pour out so much blessing that we have no place to keep. And Lord, I pray that you rebuke the devourer. Oh Lord, pestilence, rebuke all fines, accidents, and sicknesses, pandemic, and tax, and whatever things that the devil will try to get. Rebuke it, oh God, as we bring our tithes and offering to you, Lord. Rebuke all these devourers, oh God. And Lord, let all nations know that we are blessed by you, oh God. Lord, bless this money. And use it, Lord, for your glory. Let your name be lifted up. Let your name, Lord, magnified. We thank you, God. We bless you, magnify. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We will continue today speaking about the fear of the Lord and how the fear of God will work to build up families and to build up God's church and to promote His kingdom. Let's open our Bible to the book of Esther. Today we're going to speak about Esther, and we're coming to speak about Zeresh. Esther, she feared God, and she built up God's church, and Zeresh was a woman. She was the wife of Haman, and she wished to destroy God's church and God's work. And we will read today, we study how God was with his people, how Haman conspired against the whole Jewish because Mordecai does not want to bow down to him. And they make a scheme to destroy all the Jewish, and they decided to be done on the 13th of the 12th month. But the Lord worked, and Esther was motivated to interfere and help how to overcome those situations. Let's read in the book of Esther, chapter 4. I'm going to read the whole chapter. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decrees came, there was great mourning among the Jews and fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther, maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hathach, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hataj went forth to Mordecai and to the street of the city, which was before the king's gate, and Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto king, unto the king, to make supplication unto him, and to make request before him for her people. And Hathach came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hathach and gave him commandment unto Mordecai, all the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come into the king's, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they thought to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer, "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. We magnify, we adore, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for this day. Lord, anoint my lips, anoint your word to us. O God, speak to us and guide us. Let your name be lifted up and, Lord, glorified. I pray the purpose of sending this word to your church shall be accomplished, and receive the glory and the honor, O God. Raise up men and women to fear you, to do the work of yours, O God. Lord, let be people to be saved, workers to be motivated, and ministries to be started. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Here, the first response of Esther to the request of Mordecai, she does not want to take the risk. Mordecai asked her to go and make supplication for the king so that they will save, she will save the people, she will save the Jewish. But she did not accept the first time. She does not want to take the risk for her life. And that's the situation of many Christians after they receive what God what they ask from God, after God had blessed them, they don't care or concern on the others who are in need. You know, the devil had put his knife on the neck of many people, and those people, they need our help. But certain people, after God relieved them, after God helped them, they will move away from God's ministry, they move away from God's church. They no more want to suffer or take the risk for their life. Queen Esther, when first here, she sent the clothes to Mordecai because he was wearing sackcloth. Why she sent it? Because she does not want to fast. She knows, she knew him. He is the one who took care of her. He is the one who had adopted her. And she knows he is fasting and she does not want to fast. And many Christians nowadays, they forget. We forget the prayer, fasting. We are more about feasting, about to enjoy life. Queen Esther, she does not want to lose what she has. She is a queen, she married. Her husband is the king. She was living in palace. She does not want to lose all this privileged food, food, dress, rest, peace, and all these privileges. But then Mordecai, when he come to know what Queen Esther answered, he sent her a rebuke, and he have told us, we have read, he told us, think not. That verse 13, think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this. She was in the place to do that particular work. But he told her, if you will not do it, you will perish. And also, if you will not do it, don't think that God will not do it. God will do it, and he will use other way to bring deliverance. The same way here. And I pray that the message of today is a rebuke to us, that we should go and take this for other people who need our help. Whatever God wants us to do, we need to comply with God, come out from our comfort zone and be willing to take the risk. And also, you must know, if you are not willing to do the work, then God will use other way to do his work. But praise God, Queen Esther responded. And she asked that she's going to fast. And as we have read, the people, they were praying and fasting, and there is power in a prayer and fasting. We need to go back for a prayer and fasting so that all our troubles will be, again, will be solved. And when they pray and fast, Queen Esther entered the presence of the king, and she received favor and her life was spared. Let's read chapter 5. Now it came to pass on the third day that Esther put on her royal apparel and stood in the inner court of the king's house, over against the king's house. And the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house, over against the gate of the house. And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen, standing in the court, that she obtained favor in his sight. And the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Then said the king unto her, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request, if it shall be given even to thee to the half of the kingdom? And Esther answered, it seemed good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day unto the banquet that I have prepared for him. Then the king said, cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther has said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition? And it shall be granted thee, and what is thy request, even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. Then answered Esther and said, my petition and my request is, if I have found favor in the sight of the king, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Here, Queen Esther, she invited them again, and Haman thought when he was invited that he was he was honored in verse 9. Then went Haman for that day joyful with a glad heart. But when Haman saw Mordecai in the king's gate, that he stood not up, nor moved for him. He was full of indignation against Mordecai. What Mordecai did, we need to do the same also. We should not bow down to people who want to break the word of God. Verse 10. Let's read what had happened. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself. And when he came home, he sent and called for his friends and Zeresh, his wife. Let's see what they advised him. And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things therein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princes and servants of the king. Haman said, "Moreover, ye Esther, the queen did let no man come in with the king and to the banquet that she had prepared but myself, and tomorrow am I invited unto her also with the king. Yet all this availed me nothing, so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. Then says Zeresh his wife and all his friends unto him, let a gallows be made of 50 cubits high, and tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet. And the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made." See here how his wife want to destroy the church and want to kill Mordecai, who was one of the main leaders of the church. But God interfered. God interfered and helped his people through the power of a prayer and through the power of fasting, and discovered that Mordecai have done something noble, and the king did not reward him, and he was honored and he was rewarded. Let's read chapter 6 from verse 1. On that night would not the king sleep, and he commanded to bring the book of the records of the chronicles, and they were read before the king. And it was found written that Mordecai had thought of Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's chamberlain, the keepers of the door, who sought to lay hand on the king Ahasuerus. And the king said, "What honor and dignity hath been done to Mordecai for this?" Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, "There is nothing done for him." And the king said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman was come into the outward court of the king's house to speak unto the king to hang Mordecai on the gallows that he had prepared for him. And the king's servants said unto him, "Behold, Haman standeth in the court." And the king said, "Let him come in." So Haman come in, and the king said unto him, "What shall be done unto the man whom the king delights to honor?" Now Haman thought in his heart, "To whom would the king delight to do honor more than to myself?" And Haman answered the king, "For the man whom the king delights to honor, let the royal apparel be brought, which the king uses to wear, and the horse that the king rideth upon, and the crown royal which is set upon his head, and let this apparel and horse be delivered to the hand of one of the king's most noble princes, that they may array the man withal whom the king delighteth to honor, and bring him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaim before him, 'Thus shall it be done to the man whom the king delighteth to honor.'" Then the king said to Haman, "Make haste and take the apparel and the horse, as thou hast said, and do even so to Mordecai the Jews that sitteth at the king's gate. Let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. Then took Haman the apparel and the horse, and arrayed Mordecai, and brought him on horseback through the street of the city, and proclaimed before him, thus shall be done unto the man whom the king delighteth to honor. You see what here the power of prayer and fasting had been manifested. Mordecai was honored, Haman was put to shame, and that was a warning to Haman. Let's read verse 12. And Mordecai came again to the king's gate, but Haman hastened to his house, mourning and having his head covered. And Haman told Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends everything that had befallen him. Then said his wise men and Zeresh his wife unto him, if Mordecai be of the seed of the Jews, before whom thou hast begun to fall, thou shalt not prevail against him, but shalt surely fall before him. Here they give him warning, but all of them, they did not repent. Still they have evil in their heart. And while they were yet talking with him, came the king's chamberlain and hasted him to bring Haman unto the banquet that Esther had prepared. And on the same day, Haman was hung on the same gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. That's it, chapter 7. Let's continue to read. So the king and Haman came to the banquet with Esther the queen. And the king said again unto Esther on the second day at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition, Queen Esther? And it shall be granted thee. And what is thy request? And it shall be performed, even to the half of the kingdom. Then Esther the queen answered and said, if I found favor in thy sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be given me at my petition, and my people at my request. For we are sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be slain, and to perish. But if we had been sought for bondmen and bondwomen, I had held my tongue, although the enemy could not countervail the king's damage. Then the king Ahasuerus answered and said unto Esther the queen, who is he, and where is he that durst presume in his heart to do so? And Esther said, the adversary and enemy is this wicked Haman. Then Haman was afraid before the king and the queen. And the king, arising from the banquet of wine in his wrath, went into the palace garden. And Haman stood up to make request for the life to Esther the queen. For he saw that there was evil determined against him by the king. Then the king returned out of the palace garden into the place of the banquet of wine, and Haman was fallen upon the bed whereon Esther was. Then said the king, will he force the queen also before me in the house? As the word went out of the king's mouth, they covered Haman's face. And Harbuna, one of the chamberlains, said before the king, behold, also the gallows 50 cubits high, which Haman had made for Mordecai, who had spoken good for the king, standeth in the house of Haman. Then the king said, hang him thereon. So they hung Haman on the gallows that he had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. Here Haman put to death, but still there's the risk, because the king had make a rule that and he cannot cancel the previous rule. So Esther move again to ask favor for the people to be saved. And let's read chapter 8. That when she approached the king, he approved to her, and he asked Mordecai to write a letter that the Jews, they can defend themselves. Let's read chapter 8 and verse 8. Write ye also for the Jews as it liketh you, in the king's name, and seal it with the king's ring, for the writing which is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month, that is the month Sivan, on the 23rd day thereof. And it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded unto the Jews, and to the Lutinian, and the deputies and rulers of the provinces which are from India unto Ethiopia, and 127 provinces, unto every province according to the writing thereof, and unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing and according to their language. And he wrote in the king Ahasuerus' name, and sealed it with the king's ring, and sent letters by post on horseback, and riders on mules, camels, and young dromedaries, wherein the king granted the Jews which were in every city to gather themselves, to gather and to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and provinces, that would assault them, both little ones and women, and to take the spoil of them for a prey upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar. The king gave them He granted them the request that they will stand, as we read in verse 11, to stand for their life, to destroy, to slay, and to cause to perish all the power of the people and the province that would assault them. We as a Christian, we should stand, we should protect ourselves, but we should not harm or do damage to those who are hating us. But we have the right to protect ourselves. If they will not attack us, we should not harm them or do bad things to them, as here had been granted them. But those enemies of the Jewish, and even the family of Haman, his wife Zeresh, and his 10 sons, that even Haman was dead, but still they want to attack the Jewish. And let's read chapter 9. What had happened? Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the same, when the king's commandment and his decree draw near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hope to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought their hurt, and no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people and all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants and the deputies and the officers of the king helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out through all the provinces, for this man Mordecai waxed greater and greater. Thus the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter and destruction, and did what they would unto those that hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Jews slew and destroyed 500 men, and Parshendath, and Delphun, and Aspatha, and Phurath, and Adaria, and Aridatha, and Parmashia, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Vajizatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hamiditha, the enemy of the Jews, slew they, but on the spoil laid they not their hand. You see here, even here Zeresh, her husband died, but still He wants to destroy God's church. He wants to destroy God's people. But here we see the good example of Esther, a good example of Mordecai, who work to protect God's people and to promote God's kingdom and God's church. In Proverbs chapter 31, Proverbs chapter 31 and verse 30 and verse 31, it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but the woman that fears the Lord shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. God today calling us men and women to fear Him. God call us to raise up our children in the fear of God. And when the children who raise them in the fear of God, they will grow, they will work for God, and they will build up His church. As we have seen here, the good example of Esther and Mordecai, how they work to promote the kingdom of God. Men and women who prepare for godly marriage, they need to fear God so that they can raise up children who fear the Lord. Those who are single, look for a partner who fear God. I'm not speaking only to us here, but to the whole church, that men and women who fear God, God wants them today. God wants us to commit our life to Him. We should not be careless. We should not be lazy. We should not be selfish. But we should give our life to God and serve Him, reaching people and evangelizing. And God will reward us. Let us build His kingdom. Let us do the work of Him. Let us reach the lost. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for your word. Make your commitment now to God. Repent of your sin. Repent of your shortcoming. Of your selfishness. Repent of lack of prayer and fasting, lack of commitment. Lord, give us discernment to know our enemies. Lord, as we repent, as your church repent, go before us, O God, to evangelize. Give us the spiritual gifts, Lord, that we need. I pray for the fears of yours to be upon your church and your people. Commit your life unto Him. Into His hand, let us commit once again to take us to go into the mission field. There is the lost. There is those who are attacked by the devil. Let's move forward in serving God. Lord, be with your people. As we commit ourselves unto you, O God. Into your hands, O God, we commit again. Use us, O God, for your glory, O Lord. Come to God and commit your life to Him fully, to save Him. Thank you. Sister, those here and other places who commit their life to serve you, O God. Go before us, O God, and help us to make disciples, to plant new Bible studies and congregations, O God, to train workers to do the work of yours. O God, take the message and separate. O God, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and keep us loaded from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
My Savior, make me clear. Make the king of the mighty clay.